is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Liza Mundy, very generously speaking with me of her rich new book. It is the story of the sisterhood, the secret history of women at the CIA. Sometimes they call themselves the sisterhood. There were adventures plenty over 70 years, 80 years now, since the OSS was formed in the crisis of the Second War. And whatever happened to the senior officials who provided the information that warned and warned and warned of 9/11. 9/11 was a sharp turn in the road, and we haven't recovered from it. Not yet. Not yet. So whatever happened to? We begin with Barbara Soud, oh, the Arabic scholar. Where is she now, Liza?
Well, she is retired and living in North Carolina. She stayed with the hunt for bin Laden for a long time, and until, you know, she was really well past retirement age at that point. But she hung on for a long time, thinking that that, you know, that they might get him on her watch. And when she retired, she did get a call from a colleague saying, "Turn on the TV. You know, it's been a good day at the office."
And our super agent, Heidi August, where is she?
She's living in California. She is resourceful and well-connected as ever, able to put herself into a new community and immediately begin to build ties and really serve her community with volunteer organizations. And, you know, as we talked about, a number of the women who served in the clandestine service in the Cold War really had to sacrifice having families, having marriages, having children. And so the women take care of each other. A number of them who are no longer alive, were essentially taken care of in their declining years by their sisters, by their female colleagues.
There's one wonderful scene. I picture it in a cafeteria. Excuse me. I remembered it as you triggered it, where three of them get together. Susan Hassler, Cindy Storr, and Barbara Soud, they all got together. And I saw a pile of books by George Tenet, Dewey Claridge, you know, Alan Dulles, all the big names of the CIA, a pile of books over here. It's a fun moment in your closing remarks. What did the women make of that pile of books, Liza?
Well, the women got together at a writer's retreat because they were thinking about writing their own memoir of 9/11 and their experience, which many people have done. George Tenet, only one among them, to, you know, really sort of have their say is what a lot of these post 9/11 memoirs seek to accomplish. And the women thought about doing it, but the emotions were still so raw for them, and their complicated set of feelings around 9/11 and trying to warn and then being blamed. And so they ended up drinking a lot of wine and reading aloud from these books by the men that they had worked for, and reading aloud in sort of very Ciceronian oratory and just in some cases, just sort of shouting with frustration. But you know, getting, I think it's fair to say, getting somewhat drunk and reading aloud and just having that kind of cathartic moment.
Well, I celebrated with them. They were in a cabin and somebody came over and made sure everything was okay because they were yelling so much. I hope that the men, the books they're yelling about, have an opportunity to review your book. It would be good for them to be ironic a bit about how they claimed credit. Sue McCord is in Carmel, California. The Gina Bennett, she stayed at the agency long enough to get Zawahiri. Is she still there? Did she retire?
She left about a year and a half ago. Yeah, so that's right. She stayed not only long enough to get high value target number one, who was bin Laden, but also high value number two, who was his number two, Zawahiri, a couple of years ago. And I don't know that she was necessarily involved in that operation. I wouldn't want to say that she was, but she was there when that occurred.
And the memories of all of this, you've now compiled this. Does the agency keep a record? Is there an archive somewhere that tells the facts as your reporting has brought the facts out, but is the agency aware of what it missed? Is it learning from this?
Well, I certainly this is well studied, and there are documents, I'm told, that are still classified, including, you know, documents about the hunt that have not yet seen the light of day. But it is, you know, the CIA has a robust, large, robust historian's office, and they write some histories for the public that are available, but they write a lot of internal institutional histories for the edification of the workforce. So it certainly has become part of understood institutional history.
And the two names I used is nom de guerre, Rachel and Maya. There's some bitterness about this, about credit given to the wrong people. Is that correct?
Well, the character of Maya, who people are familiar with this character from Zero Dark Thirty, and the CIA says that the character of Maya is a composite of many of the women who served. But I'm told that she actually is based on a single woman who, after giving her all to locate bin Laden, was not promoted. And she's described as being sharp-elbowed, which is, you know, a cliched way to refer to an assertive woman. And so she left the agency.
Yes, I was struck at that moment, Liza. We're still dealing with men who say, get the food, marry. It's 80 years later, and things happen. The book is wonderful. It is a history of the CIA. It's a history of the pursuit of bin Laden. It's a history of the 9/11 attack. It's a history of our culture, American culture, from the Second War to wherever we are now in two wars on the Eurasian continent and a third one threatened. The author is Liza Mundy. The book is entitled The Sisterhood. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.